all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Oh, boy. Hey, you know, Michelle, were you ever a moody mom?
What do you mean, ever? I still am. Does it ever change? Just ask my daughter. She'll tell you.
Oh, my gosh. Moody moms, how not to be one. Sarah Silverstein is a Brooklyn-based international board-certified lactation consultant, a classical homeopath, herbalist, businesswoman, wife, and more importantly, mother of seven children. Count them, seven. Oh, my
yes,
gosh.
Yes, seven, and they're all mine.
And wait a minute now. Mine. That was so unnecessary to bring up.
I'm not borrowing them from someone else, because I'd be even moodier.
And so she's got an app, and it's called Breastfeeding for Boobs, which I just
love
think
it.
Is just amazing. So look, new moms are overwhelmed by the physical demands of motherhood, the sleep deprivation, hunger, constantly concerned for your newborn, isolation, mood swings. Need I go on? Let's just stop at the mood swings. So, first of all, welcome to Her Radio, Sarah. Can you please then tell us, what are these mood swings about?
Well, first of all, I want to say that the mood swings are not just for new moms. It's for moms from 17 till 100. Like you said, we get moody all the time. And what happens is, one of the reasons we're so moody is because we have the ability to be so compassionate and so sensitive and so gentle. And both sides of the spectrum are always going to be our challenge. Just as we get so compassionate, we can get so angry. And just like we can get so sensitive, we can get so impatient. So women definitely, their pendulum definitely swings both sides. And what I like women to do when I begin to work with them is to first identify their moods, get comfortable with their moods, because a lot of moms will all of a sudden say to their kid, oh my gosh, I've never been this angry. And the little kid looks up and goes, yeah, you were 2 days ago. I remember you being that angry. So I think that our moods shock us. I've never been this distraught. And the truth is that when you stop and analyze, you do get very extreme moods. And one thing that's really important to know is that there's a lot of herbs that are out there that are safe and gentle and non-toxic, and they can really help us stabilize our moods when we get in stressful situations.
Well, so what are the herbs? Yeah, I've never heard of this before. We're both curious.
So first of all, when I work with women, I like them to anticipate and start to learn what their moods may be like. For instance, let's say that you're going to your mother-in-law's for dinner, and you always get really nervous because she's really judgmental. So instead of getting to the mother-in-law's house and all of a sudden get in this anxious mood, there's an herb called skullcap. And skullcap is from the mint family, and it's very calming to the central nervous system. And you will find that if you take it one or two times before you go to your mother-in-law's, you're just already going to be in a calmer state. So whatever she says that could agitate you, you just will let roll off your back and not take it so seriously. And
Where do you get skullcap? Because I need it, like, instantly.
Right. So
I'm there.
Well, I want to put a skull cap on my mother.
So skull cap you can do either in tea form, but I like it best in what is called a tincture, which is liquid form. And you want to get a good quality. There are certain companies, you know, that I really like. And you can take on the average dose. And again, I'm not dosing everybody. You can speak to an herbalist. You can call the companies. But it's between 15 and 22 drops. You dilute these herbs in a little bit of water or juice. And you can take them like 2 hours before you go. You can take it right before you walk in the door. And skullcap is such a great herb to take if you're going to a PTA meeting and you're afraid that the teacher's going to tell you your kid may not be perfect. You can take it before a business meeting if you're doing public speaking. Skullcap is not an addictive herb, and it's a really wonderfully calming herb. Women take it all the time when they're breastfeeding, when they're new moms, when they're grandmothers. This is an herb I would be careful mixing with psychotropic medicines, although the other herbs we're going to discuss are generally safe. But if you're not taking any medicines for moods already, this is an herb you're going to love, and you can take it all the time.
Well, what's another herb?
So another herb I love very much is an herb called motherwort. And I always joke that they should have motherwort on every corner in every city so mothers can just, in their busy day, run and take some. Motherwort is for hormonal moodiness. Now, I know the two of you have never been hormonally moody.
Never.
No, I don't even know what that is. What are hormones?
But if you are ever hormonal moody, that means before your cycle, after your cycle, during your cycle, you know, basically sometimes 30 days of the month, motherwort helps regulate hormonal moodiness. Now, it doesn't change the hormones. It's not going to push off your menstruation, but it really calms you. And motherwort is an herb that you can feel within 20 minutes of taking it. And I have to tell you that I often suggest it even for girls that are 12 and 13 that are just starting to cycle and they're just kind of agitated and nervous and they don't know why. And here's a bigger secret. I give it to guys, too, because we always assume that it's only the women that are hormonally moody. But, you know, there are a lot of husbands that really look like they are hormonally moody a lot of the time. And believe it or not, it works great for men, too.
Oh, we couldn't agree more. I'm going to go put some in my significant other's coffee.
It's so good. And these herbs, I'll tell you what's great about using herbs for moodiness. Like, they're not going to necessarily stop your moods, but they may not make them as intense. And if you're thinking ahead of time, like, I'll give an example. Like, there's an herb called mimosa bark. And let's say you're going out on a date with your husband, and you had a really horrible day, and everything fell apart, and you're really in a bad mood, but you know you want to be in a good mood to have this really nice date with your husband. Mimosa bark brings joy to your heart. So if you know your day's not going well, you can start taking it throughout the day, so when you finally, you know, let your hair down and go out with your husband, you're going to be more likely to be in a good place. And I think that if we start thinking ahead, like, oh my gosh, you know, every time I go shopping at this grocery, it makes me nervous, and you take some Skullcap ahead of time, you maybe can be a little bit calmer. And if you know that every Thursday night is date night, and of course crises happen every time before you go out, then taking a little mimosa every Thursday is a really good habit to begin.
Well, why can't we make this couples herbal? I mean, it sounds to me like it should be both people taking it if they're kind of stressed out and they want to kind of, you know, kick back and be a little bit more chill. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, sometimes I use different herbs for men, like maybe I'd use an herb, and we could also use it for women, but now since you're bringing it up, there's an herb called rhodiola, which is an herb for people that are really stressed out. I mean, of course, women are stressed out also, but that might be a really good idea.
Great. Rhodiola is something we've heard a lot about, too. So I think that that's a great adjunct. We want to thank you so much, Sarah Silverstein, who is a homeopath, herbalist, and her app is Breastfeeding for Boobs, and sarachana.com is her website. So thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
And those herbs are Skullcap, Mother's Wort, Mimosa Bark, Herbs for Men Like Rhodiola. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.